One Southern Illinois Foundation is teaming up with a few local restaurants to help workers on the front line during the COVID-19 pandemic. Recently, I talked with Troy Benetton with the Hands of Hope Foundation in Marion. Troy says the foundation has helped many people around the world and here in Southern Illinois over the years. But when their scheduled trip overseas was canceled because of COVID-19 restrictions, he decided to help the people who needed it most.
We gave away thousands, two man loads of PPE to the local hospitals. Instead of us going and using them, we decided to give them away so they could be used here.
Troy Benetton with the Hands of Hope Foundation says he's used to helping people in need.
We raise literally $30,000 a year to go toward mission work, overseas medical work. Basically done a lot of that through the gift of barbecue. Basically over the last 18 years, we've raised just tons of money. My church, Community Faith Church, Hands of Hope, started a barbecue team called Barbecue Heroes.
One day, Troy and the Barbecue Heroes were delivering food to the Heron House of Hope. And Troy's daughter, who is an ICU nurse in Memphis, saw a picture of her father donated the meals and gave him an idea.
Dad, you need to deliver that to my ICU here in Memphis. We could use some good food.
And that's when Operation Barbecued Hope began.
I got on the phone and I called some good friends. I called the Mills at 17th Street. Amy got to talk with Mike and they said, hey, they're in. They love the idea. I called Riley's Barbecue in Marion. They got a great family connected to Triple E's, and they've been doing barbecue a long time well. And they said they're in. I called Chuck's Barbecue. They're an establishment, long term, from the 50s establishment in Heron. And then Ryan Gerald said, we're in. And I called Next. You wouldn't believe this, the Great Boars of Fire. They're out of Cobden. They're a massive catering business.
And the six businesses in the foundation are coming together to do Meals of Hope to honor those working on the front line.
Tuesday, we'll be going to do our first outreach. We'll be serving over 800 meals at the Marion Heartland Regional Medical Center.
And they're not stopping there.
Thursday, we're going to do the same thing again over at Heron Hospital. And then we'll move the following week, May 5th, all the way to Murfreesboro. And then we finish up at SIH in Carbondale.
Altogether, they're hoping to serve almost 4,000 meals.
Think of a bouquet of roses you give to somebody for something they've done nice. We're thinking of this as a plate of barbecue that shows how much we love and appreciate what they're doing.
But they can't do it alone.
These organizations, they're donating the sugar and the salt, the pepper. But what we're needing to do is provide the protein and the commodities to make the state of South, the slaw, the cabbage, the meat itself. So if people can help us with that, I can't ask these restaurants to do that because they're barely functioning themselves.
So they're asking for people to donate.
You can give a gift, whether it's 10, 20, 30, 100. Maybe they give their whole COVID relief check of 1,200. If they don't need it, give it. And what we'll do is about every $8 to $10, we'll provide another meal.
Troy says this is a way for Southern Illinois to remind the frontline workers that we're all in this together.
Reach out, give us a gift. We'll make sure it gets delivered to them.
If you would like to donate to Operation Barbecued Hope, head to hohfoundation.org. I'm Jacob Gordon, WSIU Radio News.